The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Food, fuel, house prices, everything is going up. And there's plenty of anecdotal evidence to suggest that hotel room prices are following suit. Is it simply adjustment due to demand? Are our tourists and others getting gouged? To get into this, we are joined by the ambassador of the Harveys Point Hotel in Donegal, Noel Cunningham, general manager at Buswell's Hotel, Paul Gallagher, travel expert, Sarah Slattery, and chairperson of Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, Elena Fitzgerald-Kane. I'm going to start with you, Paul and Noel. Price gouging, that's the allegation against people in the hotel sector. How do you plead?
I think there are some extraordinary prices online for hotels in Dublin on peak nights. I think they're distorting actually the actual value proposition that's out there for most guests in hotels. And people listening to the programme should be aware that nearly 80% of all the business that I do is booked well in advance. And most of that is on very good contracted rates. So, for example, I have a tour series in at the moment. I gave them their rate for 2020 in 2019, and that business has transferred across 3 years into 2022. So, in fact, some of my business would be in below what I might normally deem to be a fair price. Nevertheless, there is evidence that some rooms on some nights are extraordinarily expensive, and consumers should walk with their feet, find somewhere else that offers better value if they believe that this is not a reasonable
rate. Can they find somewhere else, though? That's the point. Our team was looking at this yesterday, and some of the prices being quoted were eye-watering, particularly in Dublin.
Yeah, some are. But I had a look just before I came in here today. There are prices available tonight in Dublin. And I quote some of them for the Arlington's 206 euros, the Temple Bar's 180, the Devlin 216, a four-star Herbert Park Hotel's 275, and a five-star Fitzwilliam's 359 euros. You know, they're good rates. You can always ring a hotel, by the way. And the best thing is to book direct. If you look at online travel agent sites, hotels are paying 15% of that rate as commission. If you ring the hotel and say, I see it online on an online travel agent, will you reduce your rate by 10% and I'll book direct? Try that. It should work.
Okay. Don't be afraid to haggle, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the consumer has a lot of power here. Hotels, and most hotels, see this as a long game. Unfortunately, there are always those in industry who will just grab what they can. And unfortunately, that is having a distorting effect on the actual value proposition.
Okay. So are you saying some price gouging, but in the main, most hotels aren't. Is that your take? Right.
I don't love the word price gouging, but there's no doubt about it. There are hotel rooms and non-hotel rooms available online at extraordinary rates, rates that I wouldn't dream of paying, so I wouldn't buy them. So obviously, consumers, watch out. Go somewhere else. Don't be fooled.
Noel Cunningham of Harveys Point Hotel in Donegal, do you agree?
I fully agree, yes, absolutely, with what's just been said. Look, at the end of the day, there will be increases across the board at different times in our industry because of situations that are absolutely beyond our control. However, what one has to strive for is value for money. You want your customer to leave and say, that was worth what I paid. And secondly, you don't even mind people saying it was a little bit pricey, but it was well worth it. That's key. And then we have to think as well, going back to lockdowns, we got such a fantastic kickback in the country. And there is a difference between the city and the country, because those kind of what I call irresponsible price hikes that have occurred with a small number of operators, which we would totally be against, doesn't necessarily happen in rural Ireland or in the country or in small towns. We can't afford it because, your guest just said, look at the customer decides in the end. We can't take short-term gain just at the risk of destroying our industry, destroying tourism.
No, fair enough. But Noel, I have to put it to you, some of the prices that our team got yesterday, I'm not going to start naming hotels because maybe there's exceptional circumstances. So I won't do that. But one country hotel, €1,050 for a deluxe room or a twin room with a sea view. We have a text in from a listener. Galway on booking.com, 23rd of July for 7 nights for 2 adults, €3,220. I know myself, I tried to book a hostel. Again, I won't pinpoint where it was, even in Ireland, because it might identify it. A hostel, €220 for the night. I mean, there are people taking the you-know-what here.
Well, I'm afraid there are those who will, and thankfully, and I do say that, and I absolutely do say that, and I want to get that point across, they are in the minority, because most responsible hoteliers and providers of hospitality are more pragmatic and brighter and cleverer than to just think we're going to jump on a bandwagon now, because this too will pass. Things will sort of even out. The extraordinary increases that are happening in services and things.
Or are they making hay while the sun shines?
There will always be the odd person who will do that. But I do say, and I will keep repeating that, the majority of responsible hoteliers will strive and build on the goodwill that we got during lockdowns for staycations. Okay. And they will strive for value for money, to give the guest an experience that they go away and have little add-ons as well during a stay and so on, so that people go out and say, you know what, that was really value for money.
Okay.
And I will keep beating that drum, because, you know, sometimes it's easy to grab the negative and run with that narrative. But honestly, I would be completely against that awful word gouging or taking advantage of a situation. That's
okay.
Just not the way we should operate. And we should really preserve our tourism brand. Brand
okay,
Ireland
no. right.
is very powerful.
Noel Cunningham of Harvey's Point Hotel, thanks indeed for joining us. Paul, just stay with us for a minute. Listener Jonathan in Dublin saying, you're guessing hotel prices are good value. They are not. Go to any European country, you'll get the rooms for half the price we're being charged here. What do you say to
well,
that?
Well, no, I mean, again, I mean, that's someone at home having done no survey. I had a look. The average room rates achieved in May in Dublin City was a net 176. So 24,000 rooms on average achieved 176, which means some were cheaper, some were more expensive. Rome was 204, London was 202 euros, and Amsterdam was 175 euros. I mean, I've come in armed with real figures here. I can find dear rooms in every city if I look for them, and I can find cheaper rooms in every city if I look for them.
Okay, all right, let's bring in Sarah Slattery and Elena Fitzgerald Kane. Sarah, to you first, as the kind of travel expert, what's your take on this debate?
Yeah, well, I was looking last night as well, and I mean, I found lots of really good value in July and August, and I think there is definitely some, whether you want to call it price gouging or not, going on, but there's also still a lot of good value out there. I think a lot of the hotels have used the same reservation system as like airlines, where, you know, earlier on the hotel rooms are released at a certain price,
yeah.
And then as time goes on, they go up and up and up depending on last.
See, Sarah, I have to cut across you. Like, I think people will text in and saying, where is the value?
Well,
I have to say, any time I check, there's not much value out there. I had to go down to Galway recently at the Connemara. I wasn't seeing any value for an overnight stay.
Well, the 31st of July now, the August bank holiday weekend, the Burlington Hotel in Dublin is €80 per person, so 160 per room. The Marlin Hotel right on Stephen's Green is 180 per room. The Trinity City Hotel is 200 per room on the 14th of August. So, like, I found all of those deals, you know, last night. The bank holiday weekend in Donegal, €79 per person on the 31st of July, both in 2 4-star hotels. So there are deals there, definitely, if you look. One thing I will say is about a lot of the hotels going down this, you know, the book direct route and ring the hotels. People don't have time, you know, to be ringing different hotels and searching, you know, hundreds of different websites. So, you know, the likes of Booking.com, they may charge 15%, but it's a lot more convenient. And at least you can look, you can search, you know, 20, 30 different hotels in
okay.
in one transaction. So, you know, I think hotels need to kind of balance that out properly as well. For people out there looking for value, the likes of Super Value, Getaway Breaks, Irish Mini Breaks, there's lots of different sites that will search loads of hotels, and it does make it easier for the consumer looking for holidays, including my own site, by the way. But, you know, so I think it's a balance.
Okay,
and,
all right.
You
okay.
know, Sarah
Slattery,
short staff as well.
Yeah, Sarah Slattery, travel expert. Thanks for that. Let's bring in Elena Fitzgerald Kane, chairperson of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Elena, how big an issue is this for tourism? Lots of anecdotal stories about tourists paying huge money, and yeah, I've heard them on Voxes saying, yeah, love Ireland, but my God, it's expensive.
Yeah, I suppose, interestingly, Shane, I feel it's kind of extraordinary that there is actually great value out there. We've heard examples there. And I suppose before I suppose get into it, like, I could stay in Killarney this weekend for €149 for a double. I'm really looking forward to the All-Ireland. As a Limerick fan, I can stay in Dublin the night of the All-Ireland for €163. I can go to the sunny southeast with my family for €214. I can take them to Tate Park and stay in a fabulous four-star hotel for €289. You can stay in our own hotel for €145 for double this room. There is a lot of value throughout the country. And I suppose I find it extraordinary that we keep talking about the sensational headlines, which is not representative of broader tourism. It's not representative of regional.
Elaine, I have to put it to you, it's representative of the text we're getting in. Here's a couple of examples. I recently booked a hotel via booking.com, €369 for one night in Dublin. I contacted a hotel to book directly. I was quoted €470 for the same room. I emailed the hotel, asked them to outline why they were charging me €100 more. I am still waiting on a response. Ken and Loud says, it disgusts me, these guys on the national media during lockdown and COVID begging us to staycation. And now when we support them, they come back, take liberties and try to rob us. This is a real Irish thing. Let's not waste an opportunity to make a few quid on the back of locals. And text going on and on in that vein. Jonathan in Dublin says, I'm a Dublin airport taxi driver. I meet tourists daily. They are utterly shocked at the cost of hotels here. Another listener, I stayed in Dublin about a month ago. Cheapest hotel I could find that was close to the area I need to go was €500 for the weekend with no food included. It was actually one of the worst hotel experiences I've had. The standard was appalling for the price I paid. They're the experiences that people are texting in with.
Absolutely, and I acknowledge that. And people should, as your previous contributors said, vote with their feet. You know, search around for value, book early, always book direct. And I suppose when you're talking about book direct, it's booking on the hotel's own website or booking on the tourism provider's own website. That is where you're going to find the most value. And there are prices that I would be quoted even to stay. And, you know, and if they're not of value to me, I don't book them. That's quite simply it. I continue to shop around. I would have travelled a little bit myself overseas this year, both on business and in terms of in a personal leisure capacity. And I did find that there was much higher pricing both in Europe and in the States. And if you look at kind of recent customer sentiment surveys from overseas, they are kind of saying that Ireland is, you know, providing good value from a tourism perspective. But the fear is that the small minority who have more of a short-term view may damage that for the broader tourism industry and for regional tourism industry. And I suppose we're very, very conscious of the value messaging. And equally, I suppose the responsibility is for people to vote with their feet. If it's outside of your value proposition, don't stay there. And certainly always, always, always book direct and book early.
Okay. Paul, you're still here. Paul Gallagher, General Manager at Buzzwells Hotel. Lots of people getting in touch. When are Irish hotels going to abandon the infuriating nonsense of per-person sharing and single supplements in charge of flat room rate like the rest of the world? Another person says, I'm single. What's wrong with my money? Is it not as good? And talking about the single room supplement. Another listener, there's no hotel value in Ireland this year. I'm heading to the UK with car instead. Holiday Inn near Alton Terrace, £214 in total for dinner, B&B for two nights for a family of four with a swimming pool.
Yeah, look, I can only tell you figures from my own hotel, and I'll give you an idea of what it is. In May 2019, I achieved a net rate of €160. In May 2022, it was €152. I'm 5% behind 2019. I'm 3% behind June 2019. So I'm afraid, you know, whilst there is extraordinary rates out there, there are still good value, and good hotels know how to do it well. You know, really do shop around. And I mean, I could pick a busy day anywhere. And look, I was in Marseille for the Heineken Cup final. It was €880 to fly to Marseille. The following week, it was €130 return.
Yeah.
So look, there are peak prices for peak demand for certain items in the economy. And you see that with things like a dozen roses on the 14th of February. You see it with the price of lamb around Easter. You see it with the price of turkey at Christmas. Turkey is cheaper after Christmas than before.
When demand goes up.
Yeah, it does. And that is unfortunately just one of those things. So if we all went out and bought dozen roses on the morning of the 14th of February, the price would rocket. Because that is, there's only so much of it available. And the other thing to bear in mind, I suppose, is 17% of all of the room stock in Dublin is unavailable to the general public because those hotels have given them to either the homeless crisis or for the Ukrainian refugees. So a lot of the stock has evaporated. And that is also creating.
Do we need more hotel rooms in Dublin?
Yeah,
certainly?
Dublin probably needs about another 5,000 or 6,000 rooms. But now we have a real problem because building costs are accelerating to such an extent that it seems to be much more difficult. And planning permissions are an impossibility because lots of people object to hotels.
Okay. Noel Cunningham, I think you're still there. Text from a listener. I booked a 5-star country hotel, booked March 2020 for 2 nights, B&B with dinner on 1 night for €850. We couldn't due to COVID and lockdown. I had a voucher for the €850. The voucher will now only get me 1 night. The same weekend last March was €1,600. Madness. That's a doubling of price, effectively.
Well, as I said, and as the other contributors have said, we are not in the business of promoting that sort of policy. We would not do that here. A lot of hoteliers would not do that. And again, when we talk about rates and prices, sometimes we omit to say what's part of the package. You know, sometimes prices quoted include perhaps dinner on one night, includes full Irish breakfast, that sort of thing. So yeah, that can kind of confuse people as in terms of what they're getting. But again, going back to what my fellow hotelier said and what other hoteliers in our country who are running good ships will say, provide value for money. There's value out there. We can hold our head high and say we are providing what the customer wants at a rate that's perceived as good value for money, and that we have to continue because that's what we need to do to preserve our reputation and to keep people in our own country visiting our hotels on staycation.
Noel, thanks indeed for that. Sarah, final word from you, Sarah Slattery, travel expert.
Yeah, thanks, Shane. Just to say, when I was looking last night, I did notice a lot of cancellations. And I think the hoteliers will probably all agree with me here because with COVID, they had to sell a lot of rooms on a free cancellation basis. So I think possibly there's more cancellations coming in that would normally happen. Like I found, 3-bedroom lodges for families on hotel sites. Now, they were pretty much gone, a couple of months ago. A lot of the glamping sites have availability, glamping with the stars. And you've got this gorgeous weather this weekend. I mean, it's very hard to guarantee glamping weather like this. And they have availability this weekend. So there is a lot of cancellation. So if people had been looking a few weeks ago and couldn't find anything, with this last minute free cancellation thing, maybe if they just had another look, they may be surprised.
Okay. Elena Fitzgerald Kane, chairperson of the Irish tourism industry. The text still coming in. Like one person says, there's no point in pointing out random isolated hotels as examples. People have a destination in mind. It's the popular areas that are gouging.
I think it's fair to say that there's been great experiences over the last 2 years, significant training and investment. You know, you look at hotels, you look at all sorts of attractions. The infrastructure has developed so much. So it's important to say that we have a quality product here, and that product has been improved across the country. So whether it's in Dublin or regional areas or that. But in fairness, Sarah made a good point there. There are opportunities around late cancellations and that as well. They won't always be captured online either on online travel agencies.
Right.
So again, it's back to book direct and book as early as possible. Vote with your feet, find what's of value to you. And you know, sometimes date flexibility gives you lots of other options as well too, and it's definitely worth considering that.
All right, thanks indeed for that. Paul Gallagher, just before I let you go, a listener says, I searched all the sites to get a hotel in Dublin for my child's hospital appointment recently. Cheapest was €460. Don't know where people are getting these prices. I live in Donegal. We got up at 3 a.m. and drove instead.
Yeah, look, I can see why that's infuriating. I suppose your texter said they paid €800 for a voucher last 2 years ago for a 2-night stay. I think they have rights to go back and make a formal complaint to that hotel that they're looking for double
Do you think they should?
Yeah, look, if I bought a car from you in 2018 and you couldn't deliver it, but you gave it to me 2 years later, I wouldn't expect half the car.
Yeah.
No, I think, where's the honour in our business if you won't stand over a contract for a voucher? Go to that hotel, make a formal complaint. And I suggest to all your listeners, if you're not happy, ring the general manager of the hotel. If it's a reasonable complaint, they will deal with it. If it's just nonsense, obviously, they can't do anything to help you.
All right, good advice. Paul Gallagher, general manager at Buzzwells Hotel. Noel Cunningham of Harvey's Point Hotel. Sarah Slattery, travel expert. And Elena Fitzgerald Kane, chairperson of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Thank you indeed for talking to us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.